It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. My name is Dablo, sitting here in my radio hut, talking to you like I do each and every morning, and thanking you again for waking up with us each and every morning. We do appreciate that. I've been so excited to get this feature going, and I was talking about it all last week, and I talked about it yesterday, and finally, it's here. Cassie Miller in from the Leach Home. We're going to be doing this feature once a month. Cassie, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me.
I have been so looking forward to this because, you know, we've talked about this before, you and I. In the world of assisted living, there is so much information, number one. Number two, it just seems to be changing by the week. So the more information we can provide, that's what you're doing here. We're here to educate, correct?
Absolutely. I'm here to bring those tough questions and conversations to the table.
Let's talk about basic care facility. Let's just cover the definition. What does that mean exactly?
Yep, that's a question that I get asked often. It is confusing, and it should be confusing, because basic cares are only in North Dakota. You hear a lot about assisted livings, kind of like you had used the term.
Yeah.
But they are used interchangeably. The difference is basic care facilities, again, they're only in North Dakota, but we have one flat rate. It's either a private pay rate, or we can help you apply for the Medicaid process, and then that would cover the room and board as well.
Okay.
So that's just kind of the difference between the assisted living and a basic care, but the level of care that we provide is very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, you're educating me already, because I was not aware that they're two completely different things.
Yep.
So what are the basic care? Let's cover this then. Only in North Dakota, what are the advantages of that?
Absolutely. So all residents get the same service, whether you're private pay or whether you're on Medicaid or state assistance. We do provide 24/7 nursing care, which includes three meals, three snacks, a full activity calendar, transportation to medical appointments. We have Essentia and Sanford that comes on rounds weekly or biweekly to our facility. Full housekeeping. You don't have to do laundry. It all sounds wonderful.
It sounds all-encompassing. It really does. You're covering a lot of territory there.
It does. You know, and you're still independent. So I always tell people, you know, you look around. Everyone here is able to get around and is independent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so different than being at home. You
right.
know, it's just let us do that work and you enjoy your life. Let us do the laundry, the housekeeping, the med management. Let us do all that, and you can just enjoy the time you have.
Now, is there any kind of criteria for residents that come in and say, okay, with basic care, this is what has to be?
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is the independence. So we do have monthly fire drills, and you have to be able to evacuate on your own.
Okay.
But other than that, our youngest resident is 48.
Wow.
And our oldest passed away a couple months ago at 103. So truly, it's a beautiful thing to assist a lot of age groups.
Absolutely. And it's got to make, we were talking about this before we went out, it's got to make your job and the job for your staff very rewarding.
For sure.
I would think.
Yeah.
And again, this is going to be a feature. Once a month, we're going to do this. And have you stop in, because again, there's so much ground to cover. And tell us a little bit about the rooms at the Leach Home.
Yeah, another advantage is they come fully furnished. So they're not, they don't have kitchenettes. So they're kind of more of like a studio room, but it does come with a twin size bed, including all of the linens and the bedding, which is washed for you. Some come with a private bathroom, some are shared. But it comes with a bedside table, a dresser, lamps. We have beautiful, beautifully donated recliner chairs and televisions that comes with the room if we have it. So you just have to come yourself, bring clothing, toiletry items, and we make it as simple as we possibly can.
Here's a big question, because every time I walk in there, and it happened the last time when my boss Aaron and I came to talk to you, we were leaving, and I said, you know what I love about the Leach Home, and I always have, and I don't know how you do it, but you make it so comfortable. It's like walking into your own living room, just walking in the front door. I don't know what your secret is. Yeah. But you and the staff, you do it well out there.
I appreciate that. I try and live by example. So mm-hmm. I tell the staff, like, whether you're having a bad day or what you have going on in life, like, you walk through these doors and you treat everyone with respect and you put a smile on your face.
Right.
A lot of residents that are hard of hearing, they can see your smile and they're comforted and they know that everything is going to be okay.
And they pick up on that.
They do.
You know,
they
that is wonderful. Now, next time, next month in our May edition, we're going to cover some common questions, which I'm sure you get from a lot of family members. And again, this is going to go a long way in educating us.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm excited to bring these questions to you. These are, of course, you know, confidentiality. No names will be used. But
right.
It's important to hear that, you know, if you're looking for placement for a loved one, whether it's a mom, a dad, an aunt, an uncle, you probably have never done this before. You know, so let us lead you and guide you with those questions. And there's no such thing as a silly question. We are here to help and guide you in that and just enrich and grow our aging population.
So, Cassie, if people are listening to this and it's like, okay, I've got a family member or I'm thinking of this, what do they need to do to get the ball rolling with you at the Leach Home?
Absolutely. All you have to do is give us a call. 642-4283. Any of our staff can help you. If you're more comfortable talking to me, that's perfect. Ask for Cassie. My favorite part of my job is doing home visits. So I will even come into your home, visit with you about your needs. And if you're not criteria for a basic care or you're needing more assistance, I have those resources as well. So let me help you guide you, whether it's the Leach Home or not. I'm here to help.
We're talking the difference between assisted living and basic care facilities, which is what the Leach Home is. Folks, if you missed any part of our conversation, it will be available on our website, kbmwnews.com, early this afternoon in the podcasts. Cassie, this is great. I'm so looking forward to our monthly visits. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Cassie Miller, we're talking Leach Home information, and we're going to get a good education with this coming up on 944. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.